Since he started traveling around the country as the world's youngest hypnotist just over 60 years ago, the amazing Kreskin has mystified and entertained millions all over the world with his two-hour live one-man show. He has starred in his own TV hit show, appeared on several hundred TV and radio shows, including the many times that he has been on the roundtable. His new book is Conversations with Kreskin, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Kreskin back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, as always, sir.
Joe, it's my pleasure, and you know, all of you folks know we've not only spoken on the air, but we've touched base in person. So it's always nice to know good relationships. I want to tell you that, and I gotta share this with you. You'll get a kick out of this,
yeah.
And I only because one of the airline magazines, American Airlines, has done their current issue is about yours truly. They started trailing me in January, and it's now estimated in the airline industry that I've flown a little over 3 million miles. So I've been on the
wow.
road a bit. And 2 years ago, 2011, I did around the world 261 appearances. But this is crazy what I'm about to tell you. This really is off the wall, but it's true. My office, we researched it twice last week. Last year, between all the media and the concert appearances, and it's a record in my life, I did 357 exactly.
Wow.
So my career is like an adventure, that's all I can tell you.
What do you think it is about us as people who are interested in your thoughts on things in this idea that of what you are able to do, of this talent that you possess?
You asked a very... That's one of the that's a question I love what you asked me, because it's rarely asked in that way, but it's starting to come up, and I have not said too much through the years. A number of factors are involved. First of all, we need to look at beyond what I'm doing, which is important to this question. Through the history of modern mankind, there's been interest in unknown aspects of human capacity before great churnings in history. It was before the Revolutionary War, after the Revolutionary War, before the Civil War, after the Civil War, unquestionably before World War One, after World War One, World War Two, after it. And when cultures and society is going through churnings, and it just, and not that anybody has all the answers, but the physical sciences, the establishment, the political world doesn't seem to be solving. People seem to be almost unconsciously searching. It was incredibly true during the Depression. Not, by the way, Joe, not that I have the answers to everything, because I think I know a great deal about very little and very little about everything else. But I do reflect that I think what I reflect in my performances is that man does have a capacity that enables him to transcend what seems to be the limitations. When I started in my career, many people tried to discourage me because I was 11, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and they said, you know, you're not going to make a career out of this. This isn't going to work with you, because I was experimenting. But I was also, by the time I was in ninth grade high school, first year in high school, I was doing two-hour performances. I was really doing two-hour performances. But somehow my conviction, my inner belief and what have you, made me rise above this. But nobody ever makes it on their own in life. There were people here and there who believed in me, a couple of teachers and so forth. And even though they could not teach me what I did, those supporting things carried me through all the negativeness. I think that there's a greater interest. I mean, the amount of bookings I've done. People tell me, in show business with our economy, there's not a lot of work for an awful lot of people. I have never been so busy in my life. And the other thing, that's a neat question you asked me. The other thing is this: when you know this from my performances, when people come to see me, there's a difference. They're really not, in truth, totally coming to see me the way you would if you were going to watch a play, an illusionist, a dance, listen to a singer. They're really a part part of my program, because if you think about this, there's no footlights between myself and the audience. My audience are the people I'm working in my performance. I'm reading their thoughts.
When it comes to that act of being a mentalist, here's what I find fascinating about you. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems as though when you are doing what you are doing, there is the skill involved and what the gift that you have, this heightened perception that you have that allows you to do what you do. But to me, the difference is that you actually care. That there is an interest and a curiosity that is going on. It fascinates you what people are thinking.
You have said some. You know, I want to tell you something. You have said something that a few people that I've known through the years, I sat down with some producers Sunday night at a meeting because there's some projects they have in mind. And Myra Channon, who's has been a radio producer through the years, and she's a dear friend of mine, said, you know, people were saying, how can you function with the energy you have? And you know, I'm going to be in the not too distant future, 78 years old, and yet I run an hour every night. I'm only home 4 days a month, but I have such a passion about my work. I really enjoy my work. I find people interesting, and some of the energy I have, I think I pick up from the people around me, because that's part of the whole chemistry of what's taking place in my work. You know, I like to say something. Years ago, before I was around and you were around, there was a man in vaudeville by the name of Al Jolson, and he had a gangplank on the stage and went over the orchestra pit, and the two or three middle rows of the audience were left empty because the gangplank went all the way to about the 10th or 20th row in the theater, so he could walk down from the stage down over the orchestra into the audience and kneel and sing Danny Boy and Sonny Boy and Mammy and all those things. Now, the only other acts that I can think of in show business that descended the audience were the strip teasers. So I got good company, Joe. Al Jolson, strip teasers, and Kreskin.
There you go. Good for you.
But I love, I got to tell you something. I've been asked because I've had some, this past few months have been some of the most extraordinary in my life, and maybe there'll be a moment to tell you, but they said, Kreskin, would you ever retire? And I made a decision, and I'll announce it on your show. Yes, I have. It'll be, Joe, 10 days after I pass away. No further comment.
Yeah, and the 10 days should be a lot of fun.
we better not pursue that anymore.
Yeah. You know, because it's the beginning of a year, and you think, oh, you know, I wonder what Kreskin knows about what's going to happen for this year, and here again, there's this curiosity, and I'm fascinated by why people are so interested in that.
Yes.
of knowing what's going to happen.
One of the reasons why is because that's the way you and I are going to spend the rest of our life. But at the same time, you college students that are listening in, because you're probably not back to school yet. It's the end of, you don't go back to the end of the month, so you have the radio on. Let me alert you to something which has been a very serious, very, very serious problem in American culture. And this is no innovation on my part. Everybody knows it. Educators are talking about it. We have forgotten history. And I have a passion for figures in history, people who predicted and no one paid attention to them, including Winston Churchill, who I think was the greatest statesman of the last century. Remember what many others have said in the past. We forget history, and we tend to relive it, and we are going to relive it. Because my predictions are not based on my ability as a thought reader. They're based on an intuitiveness, because I read four books a night when I'm not traveling. I meet people endlessly. And years ago, CNN said to me, Kreskin, we're not asking you to predict the future. Yeah, we have astrologers and we have psychics. You travel so much, you must have a sense of the way people, the direction they're going and the way they feel. And that had something to do with this dramatic incident a few weeks ago about the presidential election, which I can talk to you about in a moment or so.
Are you hopeful? Do you think
Yes. It
looks like a good year?
Yes, with qualifications. I want to And I cannot tell you the impact this has had. I'm being asked to, I can't even say the many places I'm being asked to speak, not to perform, but to address some young audiences for 25, 30 minutes. I want to say something that I foresee, that I've sensed for a number of past few years, and now everybody's telling me, my God, Kreskin, we never thought about it that way, but you need to alert the young people. I've done over 1,000 university shows in this country, over 1,000. I just came back from University of Manitoba in Canada. Let me just, as a preface background, say something. This has nothing to do with politics. There's a reason why I did this. When the march took place on Wall Street and so forth, and I'm for protests. I'm not for protests that are damaging, that are harmful or what have you. But I hired a young man who just out of college. No one will ever know his name. His father and he and myself are the only ones who know this. It's up to him in the future. We put makeup on him. I gave him $300. I said, I want you to be part of this. And he has a job, a low-paying beginning job, but he's a good background in college. And he went back 3 more days. But the background, just real quick, he said he was very disappointed, very upset. They had no message. It was an excuse to do all kinds of crazy things, some of which were not right and not good. He said, Kreskin, I'm reporting back to you. But that's not the point. Many of those people who marched on Wall Street will not be able to get jobs for the next 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, meaningful jobs, simply because, not because of me, don't anyone start getting confused. So through satellites, there's a photograph of almost every single human being that marched on Wall Street. Anyone doubts me, I can tell you as far away as Germany, I can tell you countries, these satellites, these images are accessible. Now, for the first time in the history of mankind, it didn't take place 10 years ago, a new situation that never existed in history, and that is when a person goes for a job today, for example, in the United States, there are more people than jobs, unfortunately. It's very unfortunate. So you have all these high marks in school, excellent marks in school. Who do they pick? How do they sift through these folks? They are now assigned to the Internet. I can tell you television producers who tell me this. I can tell you executives at some of the biggest companies. And every piece of information that they can access in that person's life, they won't do it all, because now for the first time in mankind's history, there are no secrets left on the face of the earth. So when you today, at a college, as God, we did this all the time, so you're in a fraternity, you do some stupid thing, someone takes a picture, that picture now is there. And listen, you young folks, I'm just telling you, this is the new terrain that's taking place today. This is a new world.
Words of wisdom from Kreskin. And there are many in the new book called Conversations with Kreskin, which is an awful lot of fun. And it's a conversation with you and Michael McCarty, and it's an awful lot of fun to read. It is always a great pleasure to have Kreskin on this radio program. Again, the name of the new book is Conversations with Kreskin. Kreskin, I wish you a very, very happy new year. I look forward to our next conversation, and I thank you.
You are a joy to work with, and in the spirit of broadcasting, I will not say goodbye to you, Joe. Let's just say to be continued, okay?
Indeed, to be continued. Kreskin, thank you very much. The name of the book, Conversations with Kreskin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.